Dr. Dave vaccinate you against dastardly digital disease with his high-tech hypo right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
So vaccination all across the nation. You've been catching monkeypox when you get the notion.
866-821-8255 is the number. You can join us here live at the Computer Talk Bunker, and of course my live during the show only email, drdavelive@gmail.com. That's drdavelive@gmail.com. Do you hear about the Army's new prototype driverless combat vehicles?
No.
Yeah, they're doing some research and developing new driverless vehicles for the Army.
Kind of like drone on the ground?
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
Remotely controlled or something?
Well, yeah, and it just, it's
totally
own intelligence.
Autonomous?
Well, I'm not sure they're autonomous. Not sure, actually. But, you know, I thought about this. A driverless Army vehicle, it's very similar. It's completely, really appropriate because you sort of got like you got driverless Army vehicles and you've got like a leaderless...
That's true.
Commander-in-Chief, so it's kind of fits.
Kind of wander around.
Yeah. Kind of whatever. Yes and no. What happened? What'd you do? I don't know. Yes and no. It was a movie. You know, you see a kind of a similar thing with these vehicles. They can just wander around and kill people.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds like a good idea. Save some money.
Yeah.
866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. And you heard about the new Android cell phone app, right?
No.
Smartphone. This is something that you could use a lot.
No, Dr. Dave, what is it?
You travelers out there, you could use it a lot. It's a new app that sets up sex partners in airplanes.
Oh, of course. That's
based on your airline and your flight number.
Right.
Whether I'm available, row 7.
Whether or not you are at a layover. No pun intended.
Yeah. Are you?
That's where this society's going, my friend. Welcome to the 21st century.
Well, what they're not saying is this is including the pilots and the...
Right.
What are they called? Stewardesses? No, they're not called that anymore.
The flight attendants.
And so, you know, you can hook up with the pilot. And I don't know. We got to be careful with the innuendos and puns and et cetera, double entendres.
Does that change their policy of your seat having to be in the upright position?
Well, no, you still have. Well, yeah, more than your seat's in the upright position,
I'm
I can tell you that. Talk. I don't know. It's not that important, is it? It's not that important to be exasperated with. It just seems like, you know, yeah, it is just beyond silly. And some continued concern. You know, do you realize that about 25 to 30% of the computers out there are running Windows XP? And what that means is that as of April 8th, people are very concerned with when XP going by the wayside, being shut down. And I just want to reiterate, I want to console you, I want to assuage your concerns that you do not need to be concerned about your Windows XP machine not working. What is the situation is there's no longer going to be updates and patches downloaded every Tuesday. Now, for some of us, you know, you may consider that a benefit. There'll be others, of course, that, look, you know, the patches can sometimes be troublesome, but they're important. They are important. Now, the good news is, you know, again, it's kind of even though XP won't have the patches and the updates, there will be, I think, a corresponding maybe not directly corresponding, but there will be a reduction in the attacks on XP. Because XP's kind of will be a dead product. The bad guys will be concentrating on Vista, 7, Windows 8, Mac, etc. Smartphones. So I think as long as you keep your software, your antivirus, your protection software, your security software updated and configured properly, I think it's a trivial problem. Now, I do think it's a good opportunity. We've got good operating systems now. XP was introduced, 15 years ago nearly? So I do think that it may be worth considering updating. But certainly not a compelling situation. You consider going to Windows 7. Big fan of Linux. Depending on what you're doing, you might consider that. If you're looking for a brand spanking new machine, Windows 8.1 is tolerable. It's better than tolerable. Not perfect. Not as good as 7 in a lot of ways. Better in some ways. I mean, we talked about this before. Windows 8, because of the simplification of the graphics and Windows 8 and 8.1, it's actually faster to start and generally more responsive in use. So you do have some really valid replacements for Windows XP, and it just might be a good time to consider that. The point being, no panic, no deadline. You don't have to do it before April 8th. For a lot of us, we've got really old software because of some vertical market that we're in that we're concerned about running with newer software that maybe isn't compatible with newer software and it really compels us to stick with XP. You may just stay and be perfectly safe. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Let's go to the phone. Let's talk to Chuck in Tucson. How you doing, Chuck? You're on the air with Dr. Dave.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I had a question, and hopefully this isn't too big of a problem, but I just realized that I never got a bill from my web hosting service.
Uh-oh.
And I think the renewal date is like today. And, of course, they're closed. Is that possible?
Is the website up? If you go to the website...
Well, I checked it this morning. It was okay.
Yeah. If it's up today, they're going to take it down. They'll take it down, at midnight. So you probably want to check it tomorrow. The fact that they're closed is a big problem. Can you get on your web hoster's website and pay the bill online?
Well, I don't know. I can't believe that they didn't send me any renewal notice. They didn't. I don't know if I'm on automatic payment because I only paid them once a year.
Oh. Well, now, are you talking about the domain payment or are you talking about the web hosting payment?
I'm talking about BrainHost.
Well, BrainHost is the company, but
yeah.
There's two things that make a website operational, and one is the domain. So like DaveMason.com is the domain, and I have to pay a fee to reserve and utilize that domain name, and that can be yearly or however long I decide to pay that in advance, and if I don't pay that, then the domain goes down. But there's also the web hosting, which is actually the website itself, and they're generally two different payments. Not always. I mean, you can have a lot of people have the same company do their domain registration and their web hosting and just cut one check, and they don't even realize they're paying for two different things. So it's possible, Chuck, that you're talking about two completely different things. If you're talking about the web hosting, that's one thing. If you're talking about the domain name registration, that's something entirely different.
Well, they're together.
Okay. So I don't know what to tell you. Is there no way to... Have you talked about it was BrainHost.com. Can you get online and log in and check the status of your account?
Well, I can try.
How did you become alerted to the fact that it's up today?
Well, I was just thinking it was around this time.
Gotcha.
And, I've been doing all kinds of tax accounting and year-end stuff.
Right.
So
right.
Didn't really could until today.
Yeah. I would log into the account, see what you can see, and, I mean, I would think, if you called them today, they wouldn't answer the phones?
Well, they're closed. I can't believe it. Web hosting companies closed on the Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, generally, call their tech support. I'll bet their tech support's open. I'll bet. It'd be worth a try. I'll follow up with you, Chuck. We appreciate the call. Good luck with that. Yeah, kind of a confusing thing. I've got a client in California struggling with some web hosting domain name stuff. You know, a good opportunity. We come back. We'll talk about some of those details after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason, where Dave actually answers your questions. Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve, yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual, and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.